No, I'm not full of rage like I was at the dog park today.
Okay. Your annoyance is high.
My what?
Your annoyance level is pretty high.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Yeah. I love this song. Thank you. Is it Matt?
Matthew Miller.
Miller, who made this song. It's called FIFO Song.
It's for FIFO.
It's so cute. Oh, I love it. Guys, are you in the San Diego area? Come see me perform stand-up comedy October 25th or 27th at the Madhouse Comedy Club. And then I just added November 7th through 9th at the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, Florida. November 14th through 17th, the Hartford Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut. And then Tom and I will be doing Your Mom's House live November 22nd at the Ice House Comedy Club in Pasadena, California. So,
and December 5th in San Diego.
And December 5th live in San Diego, we'll be doing the podcast, The American Comedy Company. And how do people get tickets for that one, Jeans, for the Ice House?
They're both online. I mean,
on the Ice House's website, not on ours yet.
So, I think I have them on mine.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
On tomsegura.com?
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and put those up on Your Mom's House podcast.com as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Follow us on Twitter at Christina P. at Tom Segura.
Yeah, real quick, just looking down here, I have the November 22nd tickets up on my site, and I have the link for December 5th, yeah, so that'll be, well, I'll send them both to you, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, you can get them.
Do it.
Here's what I want you to do if you live in LA, please come see me Friday, November 1st or Saturday, November 2nd. I'm in the small room, it's the Yoo-Hoo room at Flappers in Burbank, California. I'm running an hour-long set. It's the weekend before I do my special in Minneapolis. So it's a really fun, intimate room, and I would love to see everybody wearing denim all over that room.
Mm.
November 9th, as I mentioned before, I'm taping my hour special in Minneapolis. You can get tickets for free. For free. Go to tomsegura.com, click on my live shows, scroll down to November 9th, and then there's a link there. You fill out your information and they will contact you. Some of you have already told me that you filled it out and you haven't heard back yet. They will contact you. So just hang tight.
It's still far from the day. So,
yes.
Yeah.
They'll let you know.
Will.
But anyways, it's very exciting. So I'm very happy to be doing it in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis of Minnie.
That's right. City of Minnesota.
Polis meaning of the people.
Mm-hmm.
City. The polis.
All right. So there is that. We are excited, of course, to do the live podcast too. Thank you guys very much for your support.
Your porpoise support purse.
Your porpoise. Here is what's up. Your Mom's House podcast.com. You guys blew it up by supporting the new
Bikes
shirt. We even got a Joe Rogan plug when we did his podcast. He was like, what is that shirt called?
Bikes,
Joe, as we told him. He actually went ahead and ordered one, even though I told him I would give him one. So
it's so nice of him.
Yeah, there's that. And the...
You need to wipe down.
The new Top Dog shirt. It's in black. They both, as we mentioned on previous episodes... And this is, you would only know if you follow or know about, you know, how shirts are made, but they both have discharge. Meaning that the actual image is part of the shirt. So,
meaning it's not like raised and all.
Right, right.
Tactile.
You can barely feel it when you get it, and in one wash, and it's just integrated into the shirt. So it's high quality. The shirts are super soft.
Super soft.
And we're very excited to have discharge these shirts for you. So you guys know what to do. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Click on the store. And please support us as we love you, as we are your only mothers.
Tom, was that mature to play that sound clip of that sound when you said discharge? I don't think that was very mature.
You know what just happened?
Mm.
You said...
Discharge.
And I'm obligated to do that.
That's very childish of you.
Yeah, we'll get into some of those sounds in a moment. Jeans, are you ready to start the show?
Fuck yeah, I'm ready to start the show.
Let's fucking do this shit, man.
Hey guys, serious debate topical question we have going on. We had a big Twitter feud over this. I tweeted, do dogs have brains? Because I like seriously wanted to know. And there was a huge debate. All hell broke loose. It was like the Crusader War in 2013. It was cray cray. So basically behind, I'll give you a little bit of a story behind my question. So I was like, of course, dogs are mammals. Right? Yeah, dogs are mammals. They're humans. Or no, they're not human. They're part of the animal kingdom that God created. I love you, Jesus. But then I wonder, like, okay, dogs can't talk.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Wow.
Do you feel that breeze now?
Yes.
Are you less agitated?
Yes.
I thought you were gonna overturn the table and choke me.
You don't remember every time? Every time I come in here.
Yeah,
every time.
Yeah, but you're always sweaty and big and sweaty and hot.
No, I'm not.
Angry.
No, I'm not. That's my whole point. It actually upsets me that you just said that because that's not true. Seriously.
I'd say on average you're hotter more than I am. I'm freezing. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
There's no part of this place where I sit down and I'm like, man, I can't believe how fucking hot I am, except for right here.
What do you think that is?
I have no idea. I don't know if like this is like the perfect spot that is the warmest part of this entire place, but it happens every time I sit here. I sit here and I'm like, I can't get over how hot I am.
That's true. I've seen you sweat before here.
Right here only. If I walk in there, nothing.
No sweating.
No, it's right here. So
maybe it's somebody's ghost that lived in here and they don't like you.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not impossible.
Do dogs have brains? Where did you even find that?
This bitch posted this shit, and then some people.
This really. I'm sorry. What?
What?
That was a really good description.
This stupid bitch posted this shit on Twitter. Oh.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, of course I heard it. The whole world heard it.
Wait, I love that girl. Oh, this bitch posted this stupid shit.
I mean, just listen to this. This is real, man.
Yeah.
This is real.
Okay, guys. Serious debate topical question we have going on. We had a big Twitter feud over this. I tweeted, do dogs have brains? Because
she's really serious.
Is she?
I like seriously wanted to know.
She looks smart.
And there was a huge debate. All hell broke loose. It was like the Crusader War in 2013.
The
Crusader War?
The Christiana War?
Crusader, she said.
The Crusader War?
That's what she said.
Holy fuck, this chick is retarded.
It was cray cray. So, debate topical question we have going on. We had a big Twitter feud over this. I tweeted, do dogs have brains? Because I like seriously wanted to know. And there was a huge debate. All hell broke loose. It was like the Crusader War in 2013.
Oh my God.
It was cray cray. So basically behind, I'll give you a little bit of a story behind my question. So I was like, of course, dogs are mammals, right? Yeah, dogs are mammals.
Oh,
they're humans.
God.
Or no, they're not human. They're part of the animal kingdom that God created. I love you, Jesus. But then I wonder, like, okay, dogs can't talk. So do they have brains? Like, yes, they walk, but it's because we're telling them to walk.
Because we're telling them? I like how she refers to it as a debate on Twitter, as though people were going, yeah, man, dogs totally have brains. No, they don't.
Right. Like, it was a back and forth.
I don't know if it was so much a debate.
People argue on either side of that.
Or whether or not she has a brain.
That's probably the better question.
Let me guess what she looks like. Can I guess?
Yeah, you haven't seen her.
I'm going to go with super bleach blonde, super blonde with really, really dark roots. Big fake tits. Kind of like Jenna Marbles.
Damn.
Spot on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. You're welcome.
Just like if I were to tell my computer to turn off, it would turn off. Like, it doesn't mean my computer.
That's her example of why a dog.
Computer has a brain. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they don't talk. And then, so someone's like, no, they have brains. And I was like, okay, but they can't talk. So what, how do you explain that? Like, how do you explain having a brain but not being able to talk? Mm. That was the first question. And two, is they're kind of scary. Like, I love all God's creatures and I see, you know, other human beings and I can just find so much love for them, but I'm so terrified of dogs. I'm so beyond scared of dogs that I actually, like, will, you know, go on a different sidewalk or, like, go out of my way to avoid dogs because they're scary. And so then I think, is this, you know, Christian intuition saying, like...
I was going to say, is she like a black guy? Don't they hate dogs too?
This is just Christian intuition.
For the
this
the
is
crusade
not
war.
A creature of God. I don't know. But the main thing is I think we're all a little confused at, and if you guys can shed light, I would be really interested to hear what you think if dogs have brains or not.
There's no what you
there's,
think.
There's
what
no
is,
debate.
Can it scientifically be proven?
Could it yes. With one dog, you could cut his head open and then see his brain. Well, what are you talking about?
The problem in her logic is that she also assumes that inanimate objects have brains. She can't understand the difference between the computer that she tells to do
she
things.
Understands that the computer doesn't have a brain.
No. She says the brain in my computer, I can tell it to go on and off. But how is that different from the dog? Because I tell the dog to do stuff, too.
I thought she said, when I turn it to turn, I told my computer to turn off. It goes off. Does that mean it has a brain? No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I understood it to mean that
no.
The computer
brain. She understands the computer doesn't have a brain. That's why the computer doesn't talk. She can tell it what to do, and it just does it.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, because of that, obviously
the dog
doesn't have a brain.
Got
you. I tell it what to do, it does it. It doesn't even know how to fucking talk.
I see. So the dog has a computer's brain, because you tell the dog what to do. In her mind. Yeah.
You get it.
Well, yeah, it's really clear as day.
I don't know, but I think it's
I don't know is the best thing to sum you up.
Really interesting topic.
It's not an interesting.
It's not
topic. It's not an interesting topic. That's not an interesting topic at all.
Yeah, this isn't debate on The View.
Right.
Even Sherry Shepherd, I think, understands.
This is like, you know, does the ocean have water?
Right.
It's an interesting topic. Let's put
it
out there.
Right.
People on Twitter just like to hate sometimes, and they're a little confused. But
haters,
you know, it's a serious.
How many
like,
people lit her up when she tweeted
I,
that?
You know,
you stupid
issue. It's like a serious question because if they're not human or they don't have brains, like why are they on this earth?
Oh, there's another question. That's a good question. That's a legit question.
Why are they on this earth?
If that's not, something to examine.
If they're not human and they don't have brains, why are they on this earth?
Is it, you know, is there life on another planet?
Oh, my fuck.
You know, I mean, these are all questions you have to consider when asking these things.
Don't.
And I don't want to get too philosophical on it, being like, oh, where did we all come from? What happens when the world ends? Is it just black? Is it just blank? Like, what happens, you know?
What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Dogs are freaky.
No, they're not.
They're super freaky.
How did she go? And also, from aliens to the meaning of life, how did we get here? How is all this tied into whether or not dogs have brains? I mean, she's so fucking retarded. Mm. Can I tell you honestly, when I hear a clip like this, what it does to me?
Happy? Makes you happy?
It makes me worry for this generation. It really does. It makes me worry for the future of this country when girls like this put themselves on the internet with no sense of, hey, this is humiliating. It's almost as though
you need to see how she's dressed.
I don't need to. I can guess. Let me guess. Tank top with her tits out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Jesus.
But I mean, how come people aren't ashamed of being this morbidly stupid? How are you not embarrassed?
Because she doesn't know that she's stupid. When you're that stupid, you don't know that you're stupid.
I feel like she needs to be shamed publicly.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is she shames herself by doing this. Unless this is an elaborate hoax. Could be, right?
I don't know. It could be, but there's such a direct correlation.
She sells it well.
Why is there such a direct correlation between stupidity and then the willingness to put it out there? Like the Kardashians. For the life of me, I don't know how people can watch 8 or 9 seasons of that piece of shit show. The show is about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Much like this broad. This society,
she's perfect for that show. You're right. And people, you know what? They would watch her every week.
Yes. And society today values these dumb fucks so much more than ever before. It's really, really a scary time I think we're living in. How many views does this stupid piece of shit have?
I'm not viewing it on YouTube, but I can pull that up real quick.
I mean,
that'd
be
interesting
we're
to see.
Goofing on her, obviously, and adding to this whole thing.
Do dogs have...
It's fucking unbelievable.
Brains?
Man.
Interesting. Let's see. Do dogs have brains on YouTube? Here we go. This is her thing. Wow. It has 1.07, so almost 1.1 million views.
Right. But remember a time when you were a kid and the thought of being ridiculed by other people was real? And you were like, oh my gosh, I hope nobody knows how dumb I am. And you always try to hide how dumb you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or you try to hide, you don't want to look slutty. Growing in my era, in my time, the worst thing you could be called is a slut. And now it's like, oh, I look like a fucking whore and I love it.
I think she was serious. I think she was serious because...
Yeah.
Nothing here leads you to believe that she was joking, you know?
No, that's 100% depressing. And
let's see. I'm going to her.
Now, banana can be used for a variety of purposes. You can bake a banana pie, banana nut bread. Okay. You can slice it and dice it for your
bananas
little children. You can have it for a healthy...
can be used for a variety of purposes.
Snack. Bananas, there really are endless possibility. And hey, guess what? Did you know
so
that instead
depressing
of using eggs and cookie, you can use banana for a healthier option? Score! Now today, I'm going to choose to just simply eat the banana. But these steps work if you were to slice and dice and put it into recipes or...
I want to fucking murder her. I want to take her head and...
Holy shit.
I want to curb this bitch. This infuriates me. Oh, and you know what? The other thing, too, is she's got baby voice.
Yeah.
So she's probably molested for sure.
Jesus.
It's so fucking embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for my gender. I'm sorry. On behalf of all women, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
She's not indicative of all of us, please.
Yeah, the thing that's interesting is that all her other videos kind of average... around, you can tell that, like, you know, they average around 70, 80, 90,000 views, and then that one exploded because I think she was serious and people were like, this bitch is fucking unreal, huh?
Yeah, there's sincerity in that voice. I'm trying to think if I growing up, if there was anybody that dumb in my
class. It is kind of like the Sherry Shepherd thing, right?
Yeah, I think it's a real anti-intellectualism. It's a real hatred of book learning, like a real disdain for being intelligent. I don't understand where that comes from. Like, fuck this, I don't want to be smart.
Yeah.
Like, she's aggressively chasing being dumb.
Yeah, yeah. This one, is, for those of you who've never heard it, it's pretty awesome. Sherry Shepherd.
So you don't believe that evolution happened? Are you saying that, so you don't believe it's possible that God, and I'm going to make it in the way that I speak so it's fun, that God sneezed and went, I got a great idea, and created a universe which then took its movement? Because I believe...
from dinosaurs to birds.
For all of them, all of those things, I believe that God has given us a couple of markers to work from.
I believe that. Mm-hmm.
And so I have to believe that all of the knowledge that he's put into us to learn, he said, listen, take it and run with it. This is...
So just to be clear, this is obviously Whoopi Goldberg questioning her, one of her many co-hosts on The View. This is Sherry Shepherd, who's still on the show, I think.
I don't know. I know Whoopi sounds just as crazy as Sherry right now.
Right. Well, she's trying to... she's talking down... but in a friendly way. Like, so do you not believe all this?
Why I created you. I'm not sure that I can actually...
So you can believe in both.
So you can't have one without the other, I don't think.
But
I don't think you can have
that
science
and
God. Yes, darling.
Four members of the Republican Party who are running for president
also
do not believe in evolution.
Yes.
So if there was a gasp in the audience, it should be a bigger gasp.
Is the world flat?
Is the world flat?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
She actually...
Yeah, that's what I mean, though.
She's a grown woman here.
Look, if you don't want to... if you choose not to believe evolution because of your religious whatever, look, I don't agree with that, but I kind of go, okay, you know what? If you don't want to take that because of your fundamentalist Christian I'll even excuse that. But to say that the world, I don't know if the world is flat, like there's empirical data. There's severe empirical. And as with evolution, there's empirical data too.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're stupid if you don't believe in evolution.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah.
Or you're just in such crazy denial. You know?
Is the world flat?
Is the world flat?
Yes.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I never thought about it, Whoopi. Is the world flat? I never thought about it.
I never thought about whether the world was round or flat.
I tell you what I've thought about, how I'm going to feed my child, how I'm
going to
take care of my family. Is the world flat has never entered into, that has not been an important thing to me.
You'll teach your son, Jeffrey,
right? If my son, Jeffrey, asked me, is the world flat, I guess I will go.
You know, didn't Columbus already work this question out?
She really doesn't know.
Well, and also, my biggest problem with people that say, well, I'm too busy feeding my kids. I'm too busy living life to be curious about the world. Fuck you. Bullshit. So many people have gone through awful hardships and still have time to question their reality. You have time to think about whether or not the world is round, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, you don't need to think about it. It's real quick and easy.
It's a quick decision, dude.
Fucking fourth grade or fifth grade. I don't remember which grade, but
yeah, you learn
pretty
that.
Easy.
You see pictures from space.
Yeah, that's the thing is, if you didn't learn it in book learning,
right?
You can learn it by looking at a picture.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, look how round all that stuff is. All of them, they're all so round.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of these people that have written fantastic books that have taught us things have had severe hardships. A lot of people
of course.
With severe hardship have gone on to do wonderful things.
Of course.
In the world.
Question was, if science tells us that the world is round,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where would you negate that science? Well, let me get it out first.
Yeah.
That science may say, okay, here's what we think has happened. And if you put your faith in the idea that the world is round, can we not also believe that part of that comes from is evolution as well?
I think God gives us those kinds of markers.
You
know, he gives us those kinds of markers, but there are things that he does say in the Bible that I take absolutely and I believe in.
Wow. She's so fucking stupid, man. Look, we're fired up today, okay?
And I hear a dog barking. Ah!
We're fired up today, and a dog park is part of the reason why.
Well, yeah. I mean, it started off good. You and I woke up. We had a lovely, leisurely coffee together. Mm-hmm. We went to jog today, which is the second day in a row we've been making fitness together as a couple.
Together. We've never done that together. Do you guys do fitness together? Fitness together, I think, takes it to another level. We've always done fitness separately.
Yeah.
But part of the thing,
but you exercise way harder than me, so it's always been my pathetic excuse for fitness.
But one of the things that's awesome is that I thought you were going to go yesterday when I went with you for a leisurely walk, and I was fine with it. I was like, I'll accompany you on this walk. And then you're like, so I run from this marker to that one, and then I walk to the next one, then I run, and I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Now we
got to do it together.
Now you can do fitness with me.
Yeah.
Because I made the decision, a conscious decision, that I will rise above my laziness. I will force myself to make fitness for the sake of my future.
Mm-hmm.
And for the sake of, you know, us and our relationship.
I think it's amazing. And, I take the same position
I want to live.
I want to live a long and healthy life.
Yeah.
I don't want to be fat.
Ugh.
Fatter. I'm fat, but I don't want to be fatter.
Right.
You know, I'm strong as an ox, so
yes.
I want to keep that. And I do weightlifting, and I swing kettlebells around.
I
take fitness. I try to make it intense, and I try to get something out of it. And I want it to continue and improve. And it's good to do together. I think doing it together, I don't know, it just enhances it in a way.
It's a motivator, and it's more fun, isn't it? When you're
with
somebody?
Thing is, when you do it together, it is fun, and then you together go, let's eat something healthy together.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's go
make
a healthy veggie juice together. Let's go have this healthy. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I was just thinking of us. Was it yesterday when we first started running? We get down there and you're like, I'm so fat. I'm so fucking fat.
Oh my God.
I fucking hate myself.
I do.
I'm so fucking fat. And I started laughing so hard. And then, but you know what undoes those negative thoughts?
Yeah.
Taking action. That's the only way to undo that.
I do hate myself. I do hate
Who doesn't?
I hate my body.
Of course, most of us.
But I do work at it. You know, I do work out. I think I work out more than people would imagine that I do.
You're in pretty good shape. You do a lot.
I do a lot, but I, you know, this is years of eating like shit that I have to fight through, and I have to eat healthy to, you know, make changes. You know what I mean?
I do know.
Yeah. I mean, I always, you know, I go, you didn't put on this weight overnight, so you can't drop it overnight. You know what I mean?
Totes, man.
But it is important to, you have to take action. You have to.
Yeah, man.
At a certain age, you realize you have to.
Yeah, it's not even an option. It's like necessity.
It is.
I'm 37.
You see people who go, doesn't matter, and you're like, holy shit.
And that's the problem. And actually, that's my biggest motivator. We were talking about this today, is seeing people who have actively gone, you know what? Fuck it. And you see those people in airplanes. You see those people.
Some of them are our friends. There's comedians that are friends of mine that I'm like, this dude just, you're waiting for them to die.
Yeah.
You're waiting for them to die way too early.
Yeah. It's very sad. I was just in a club where one of the owners passed away 3 years ago from a heart attack because he was a big guy. And everyone told him, hey, you got to stop smoking. You got to stop eating so much. And then he drops dead and leaves behind, you know, a wife and kids and all that.
Yeah.
It's devastating, man.
It is.
Can't do that shit.
No. No, you can't.
So we were walking and Ira told me some really good news.
Excuse me?
That's so rude. Your Jewish alter ego, Ira.
What did Ira say to you?
Ira goes, I take my vitamins in packets now. I bought these vitamins in packages and I take the packages with me.
You're mocking me, but the truth is I couldn't get myself to remember to take vitamins, even with people tweeting me, even with reminders. For some reason, the ritual of buying these prepackaged, like like a bunch of vitamins in a pack, tearing that open and taking five of them is something I remember more than taking one.
Then it works for you.
That's what I'm saying. But Ira, you mock me as Ira. Like, I take these vitamins and otherwise I would forget.
Because you're turning into an old Jew. I love it.
What's my other old Jewish stuff I do?
My favorite was, I like sailboats, but I don't like sailing in them.
I like looking at them.
Yeah, I like. And then today we saw a helicopter and you go, helicopters are nice, but I wouldn't want to ride in one. Makes me queasy. My stomach gets all queasy.
I like helicopters. You made me Ira in that equation.
Of course.
But I'm not Ira in that equation.
You do like helicopters.
I do, and I like riding in them.
Would you like to drive a helicopter yourself?
I would. I would. I would like to drive a helicopter.
They're very dangerous.
They're not very dangerous.
Super dangerous.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're not very dangerous.
What about the one we took to Catalina a few years ago that crashed?
That one, that's an exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is more dangerous, a helicopter or like a small two-seater plane?
Well, there's more accidents in small planes than in big planes. I think between a small plane and a helicopter, interesting.
I have an uncle that died in a small plane in Hungary.
Yeah. You know, if your engine goes on a small plane, you're better off in the small plane versus the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can glide, you can guide that thing to land. Your helicopter, you just have
the propeller, centrifugal,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You spin and spin and spin, but you can actually guide that to an emergency landing.
Mm.
I don't know, man. Somebody out there knows. I flew a small plane. I flew a Cessna.
When?
A couple of years ago. You don't remember me taking flying lessons?
I do. I didn't like that day. Scary for me.
I was amazed at how light that plane felt in the air.
Really? What's it like to steer one, to fly one?
It was fun, very fun. It was exciting. But I'm saying when we did our approach to landing, I mean, you know, a little gust, the plane goes like this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You feel everything.
Oh, my God. You are like a paper plane when you're in one of those little Cessnas out there.
That's scary.
And it just, you know. I was amazed because you don't obviously feel that when you're in a big 747. Helicopters, though, I love helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
I love hovering. I love the access you get to areas with a helicopter.
Yeah.
You know, you can really move up and down and around. I've always found them exciting. I've only been in, like, I would say, in high school, I went in one probably 6-7 times where friends, you know, parents had them. And that was awesome to fly in and out of a place in a helicopter. Mm-hmm. I thought it was awesome.
Helicopters
are pretty cool.
I like them. I think the only time I've been in them was like during military gigs. And then the guys, they like to mess with you when you're a civilian. And so they do fancy tricks and stuff.
By the way,
scares me.
For our listeners that wonder why we keep saying helicopter, that's we heard a famous basketball player say, yeah, I got a helicopter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could come fly my helicopter, girl.
Yeah.
So that's why we say that.
One time I was in a helicopter with a bunch of guys in Afghanistan, and I'll never forget this because I have a severe phobia of vomiting. There was a guy, of course, it was like 140 degrees, fucking hot as balls. And we're getting up, and of course, the plane is sideways.
Plane or helicopter?
Way. I'm sorry, helicopter this way, that way, mm-hmm. all kinds. And the guy pukes into his helmet, and he was sitting right across from me.
Oof,
and I was like,
rough.
Fuck. And you can smell it, and it's hot.
Oof.
Got your Kevlar vest
That
on.
Is a very tough thing to stomach, right?
I didn't like it.
No, that's not you at all.
I do like the Merlins. Have you seen those? You know what I'm talking about? Those are? Do you know what a Merlin is?
A Merlin?
They go kind of low, like they go up, mm-hmm. and then they fly low to the ground, but okay. really fast.
That's cool.
So their whole thing, as opposed to going super high up, mm-hmm. is to go low to the ground, but quicker, so that the enemy can't get you.
Mm.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I like that stuff.
Never experienced that. That sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a pilot out there that tells us what's up.
Yeah, for sure.
So we go to the fucking, we have our morning fitness. We come back, little Fifinator.
Yeah.
Cutest can be. Eyes or eyelashes batting at us, giving us his model pose. Ooh. Mm. We say, let's take FIFO to the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
The dog park, for those of you, everybody, I guess, is different in every city, but I think this thing I've seen the same everywhere, right? No matter the size, is that they separate big dogs from little dogs.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Sure does. So we go, and in this particular park, it says small dogs in here. Our dog weighs 11 pounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Small dogs, and then it says 30 pounds and under, and puppies up to 6 months old. That's mm-hmm. what's allowed into the small dog park. Everything else, large dog. We go in there, and it's little tiny dogs. It's Yorkies.
Adorables.
Little.
We saw a gorgeous French.
Frenchies.
Oh,
all these tiny little dogs, adorable. Full of life and energy, FIFO running around.
Chihuahuas.
Everyone's running around, making friends, sniffing assholes. Just, you know, fun times.
Kicking dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
And then we see this big, dumb fucking dog.
Oh, slobbery.
Slobbery.
Stupid.
12 times the size of every dog there. And this goddamn dog. Looks like it could bite, kill a dog in one bite.
Well, even though it was, its demeanor was floppy and sweet.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know when a dog like that plays, how aggressive it could get. It could chomp your little dog's neck off. You don't know.
Of course that.
It's too big.
Why do I have to wonder about that dog?
Yeah.
So the dog is 70 pounds?
At least.
Yeah.
Hefty.
Big dog.
Big dog.
And I see him there and I ask somebody else, I go, isn't that dog way too fucking big to be in here?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy goes, yeah, I don't know why it's here. I'm looking around and I see these two dumb twats sitting on a bench, drinking their Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see them just kind of yapping away whatever dumb
and
thoughts
they have. On the far end of the dog park, mind you, like not actively watching to make sure their dog's plural because they had another
one.
They had another dog. Right.
Running around. And finally, you know, I'm really bothered by this because I'm watching out for other dogs too.
Of course.
I see their big dog lumbering around, fucking going up to other dogs. So I see one of them finally stand up because her little dog is trying to butt fuck Theo.
And incessantly.
Yes. And we had to a point where we She's yelling from like fucking 50 yards away. Hey, fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid dog. Stop doing
that.
What's
his name? Like Matchstick?
Yeah.
Not Matchstick.
Matchbox.
Yeah.
She's like, ah, sorry. I go, is that big dog your dog? Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah. I go, yeah, it's way too big to be in here. We're leaving now. So whatever. I'm like, all right. Mm. And then I see her dumb cunt friend. Mm. And I, because I didn't know, like, I go, that your dog? This is after I said it to the first girl. Mm-hmm. She goes, yeah. I go, yeah, it's way too big for this part. You know that? Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, you know, he's like.
He's very sweet, is what she says first.
He's very sweet. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. She goes, he's scared of the dogs on that side, the big dogs.
His size.
Right. And I go, well, what about these dogs? They might be scared of him, right? Mm-hmm. And she goes, he's not bothering anybody. And I go, he's bothering me because I don't know if he's going to fucking attack. I don't know your dog. Why do I have to like watch your dog now the whole time?
Right. Which is what we were doing. Because she wasn't actively watching her dogs.
Right. Well,
plural. One dog that was trying to rape our dog. One of her small dogs was a fucking rapist. That cute little white dog.
Yeah.
Who kept trying to mount FIFO.
Yep.
And we had to keep kicking him off. And then number two dog, the big dopey one, frothing at the mouth everywhere.
Unreal, man.
Disgusting.
Set me off, put me in a really bad mood.
Can you believe it, though? The audacity?
No,
I mean, there's...
I do.
There's two separate sides. Just go
Fuck
to the side.
You!
Yeah, go to your right side. Why can't you follow directions?
Because those... Here's the thing. Those are selfish.
Yes.
Rude, self-entitled, inconsiderate cunts.
Yeah.
They're fucking cunts.
Yeah.
And what they do is they see those signs and they go, I don't have to do that.
Doesn't apply to me.
None of this applies to me. You know what? They don't know fucking Boo Boo. He's really sweet. Oh, yeah. I know that
it's... I don't care. Yeah.
It's 30, but they don't know how sweet... My dog's super sweet. So that whole thing that's set up for everybody, that doesn't apply to me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Fuck you!
You fucking cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes through life like that, and I guarantee you, every time there's a sign or something set up, hey, this is how we do this here, she goes, well, you know what? That's for everybody else. That doesn't apply to me.
I think what's especially annoying is that, yes, she ignores the signs. It's her world. And then, B, if you're going to do that, at least be diligent about keeping an eye on the dog.
Right.
If you're going to break the rules, at least make sure that nothing bad happens as a consequence of that.
She basically, what she did was, she took her fucking seventh grade son and put him in third grade football and was like, he's a really sweet kid.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Your kid's a huge beast.
Yeah.
I don't know your dumb fucking beast. Can you imagine when we have kids?
Set me off.
Awful?
It set me off for the whole day. That lady
pissed
me off.
But can you imagine when we have a kid, like how annoying that's going to be with parents? How fucking disrespect! I can't even. If
like
people are like that
parent,
with their dogs, you know how they must be with their kids. Holy shit!
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and you're just trying to do the right thing and try to be cool, and man, it did set you off. It upset me too. I didn't like that.
It did.
We're very sensitive today. You and I are in a weird, you know, sensitive mommies.
We should tell people that you know, one of the things that happened was that when we did San Francisco. This will be fun. This will put us in a good mood.
What?
Well, our recording didn't go well.
Yeah.
We had all this great audio that we played that hasn't been played on our show.
And it's really good. And we both researched it really,
really diligently. I mean, first off was the discharge clip. That is a man getting fucked in the ass by another man.
Hmm.
He makes a noise that I've never made in 17 years of heterosexual sex. Hmm. When have you ever made that? Have
now,
you ever heard that?
Is this from the clip I found?
No.
Okay. I've never made it. That. That's border on pain. That's really...
Border? Yeah, I think that's right in there.
Taking the pain.
Yeah.
Thank you for your pleasure, sir.
Making you work for another.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh, man. It's so aggressive.
Yeah.
So aggressive.
Give me that hole. Come on.
Give me that hole. It's fun.
It is fun.
Give me that hole. Come on.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really aggressive.
Show me what that car.
Oh, with a smack.
Show me what that car.
You hear what he's saying?
No.
Show me what that car.
Let me have that cock.
Tell me you want that cock.
Show me you want that cock.
And then he gives it to him.
Thank you, sir.
I like that one. That's silly.
Yeah, suck that cock.
Yeah. Well, I found a lovely scenario. These clips are from Mac SF. If you want to Google
them. These are two different clips.
Oh, there's the two guys that are wrestling.
Yes.
The playful scenario is like, you insulted my mom. You insulted my dad. Let's wrestle. And then they accidentally butt fuck each other.
The playing around before that was really, really fun.
Getting into it.
Yeah, that was really fun. Hmm. I think I have, let's see, you sent me a number of these.
Yeah, I researched these, which was fun to have in my history.
Yeah. You like having that?
I like that. It's kind of a neat thing that if I want to go back and reminisce, I can.
This made me laugh so fucking hard when you sent me this one. God damn it.
Yeah, what's this I heard you talking shit about me at the bar last night, huh? You think it's...
I heard you talking shit about me at the bar last night.
They're wearing leather and not a lot more. Just little bits of it, little pieces of leather.
And where are they? Is this in the ring?
It looks like a wrestling mat.
Such fucking shit, man.
Yeah, right.
Who the fuck do you think you are, huh? Who the fuck do you think you are,
So there's like a little fight scenario. Who the fuck do you think you are? And they're shoving each other around.
Oh, I hope this doesn't lead to butt sex.
I hope it doesn't.
Yeah, you know you wouldn't love that ass, don't you?
Yes, sir.
God. This should be in there too.
I'm falling on you haters.
I feel like he belongs in that world.
I think he does too. Now that we have some distance from it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though he's part of that whole S&M dominance, whatever, glutton fest thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good fuck this.
Oh my God.
This is Mac.
This is, Mac SF.
Tell us again how you discovered Mac.
Sure. Actually, I'm not sure I remember. I think it was Hirsute Pursuit we were... Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
He's connected to those guys.
That's right.
I think he recorded a song with Hirsute Pursuit.
We looked on the cover art.
Yeah.
His name was in there.
Yeah.
And then that's how we... That's right. So it's all credit to Hirsute Pursuit.
Yeah. And if you want to Google him, please do. Mac SF, M-A-C-K, new word, SF.
Yes. SF as in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's kind of the original Dom.
The Mac Daddy.
Daddy, if
that's,
you will.
Yeah, that's who he is.
Yeah.
It looks really, really scary to be in a room with
Mac. What do
Mac.
You like the best? What would you say?
God.
What's scary?
He's like he epitomizes the dungeon sex gay slave genre. I mean, he's the... You know, what's the movie? Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw them in the dungeon and they're butt fucking Ving Rhames. And you're like, all right, but the guy doesn't, you know, he looks creepy, but this is the guy they should have waiting in the basement.
Yes. He invented this.
He's the gay cock of your nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he would win if you were like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, and he's a big bear. He's about 50 years old. He's
yoked, big fuck,
stocky, a lot of chest fur. Beard.
Doesn't shower a lot. I'm guessing
he looks greasy,
musky
bear.
You smell him from across the room.
Growls a lot. And there was this one scenario that I researched, where it's him and two guys, and they're in a men's bathroom. And one guy's bent over on the sink, and then one guy's behind him, butt fucking him. And then Mac shows up. And what's really nice is he's so concerned that the one guy might slip that's in front of him. He puts down a nice towel.
Oh, that's
and then
nice.
He goes, you stand on this. And then he's like, you fucking dude. You know, he does his whole shtick.
Yeah, and then the guys are like, you know.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is nice. And by the way, We mentioned this to our San Francisco crowd. I want to make it clear as day here. We are not homophobic. This has nothing to do with homophobia.
No.
It's just that this stuff is hysterical.
For the dude that...
I would say it's almost homo appreciation.
Absolutely.
I would say we're homo celebration, homo celebratory, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're giving him a platform. If you're interested in this sort of thing, check it out.
Check it out. Check this stuff out.
Said fuck me.
Yes, sir.
Said fuck me.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ah, yes, sir.
You don't make that sound when it just feels good. That's the edge of it feels good, it hurts.
Foo. He gave a foo. He gave a foo, a fwa, and a
that never happens.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we left out that on top of the big chest and the hair, he's also got a fucking hog on him.
Sorry, yeah.
That's why this guy's going foo and ah.
Foo fwa.
It's pleasure field.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Oh, man.
No, we did it
for
you.
Yeah, I don't think through vaginal sex I've ever felt that much.
Very insulting to me what you're saying right
intense.
Now.
Intense. Well, there was one Puerto Rican guy, but...
God.
Wow, man. Don't you think it's just fantastic to be a gay man? It's got to be, the best thing ever.
Yes.
I mean... Yes, you're persecuted and society is not ready for you to be married. All those things aside, sexually speaking, once you're in that community,
it's the best.
Could you imagine just to walk into a bar and be like, you, let's go fuck? And that dude's like,
well, the thing
yeah.
is, you know, that's the part of it is that you, as sexually charged as most guys as we are, what happens is being with, you know, being heterosexual and being with a woman, you actually dial back that part of you because you know you have to.
Right.
You have to behave a certain way. You know that like just letting it go is basically not acceptable.
Like okay? Your full piggishness all the
right.
time.
You dial, but I mean if you're gay and you're like, oh, I'm a dude, this is what I want, and there's 1,000,000,000 other guys who are like, me too, you get to really, you get to put that shit in fifth gear. You know what I mean?
It's great. It must be
That's
amazing.
The thing.
Yeah.
We, as straight guys, go, well, you know, all right, yeah, maybe, you know, squeeze her ass a little more, right? A woman sometimes celebrates that, but, you know, the time, all right, you know. Behave. It's all, you know, you're pulling it back until a moment presents itself where you can indulge in it.
Right. But until both of you are on the same page.
Right.
I think a man's sexuality starts at 10
mm-hmm.
and a woman starts somewhere lower and then we work our way up to the 10.
Right.
As opposed to like every all pistons firing. I can't speak for all women.
Yeah, of course.
But I know that generally you got to work your way up to the 10.
We're speaking in like, you know. These are generalizations, but it's like these are pretty much applicable to most people.
I think.
I mean, even now, it's like I could be like, all right, let's fuck right now. And you're like, all right,
well give
you
me
mind?
A minute.
Right.
Yeah. I need a minute for you to warm the oven.
Right.
I got to put the Sade on. I got to get the Puerto Rican poster, the calendar out that I enjoy.
But if I were like, hey, Jim, let's fuck right now.
And then the other guy's like, yep.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go. Because you guys are all at 10s. You're at 10 right. all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're not at 10 all
so
the time.
So this really is like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You know?
Yeah. I think biologically speaking, women can't be at a 10 all the time because of our reproductive cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a time, like when you ovulate, you're at a 10.
Because mm-hmm.
you're like, this egg needs to be fertilized. Mm-hmm. Where's a male? And then when the egg doesn't get fertilized, it's kind of like, okay, system's shutting down. We're going into... you know, the uterus is going to shed its lining because there was no fertilized egg. Like, we're in cycles where you guys are always like one level of high.
Right.
You guys are always like fertilized.
All the time.
Yeah. Just that charged. Must be terrible.
Give me that hole. Come on.
Yep.
That's so crazy. So how do you learn to tame that savage inclination?
Society. I mean, just you know, behaving and so, like you just interacting in society. You go to high school, you go to middle school, you know, your systems are telling you go, go, go. And then, you know, some girls are telling you no. So you're like, oh, like if I want this girl, I got to play this way. Right. So you just, I think little bits and pieces of that as you get older, you realize there's a way to get what you want. And it's not by, usually by being like that. Some girls are different. Some girls are fucking pigs too.
DTFs.
Absolutely.
But you know how to pick those girls.
I told you.
Real quick, yeah.
Fucking like that.
Right.
I know.
You know who's going to be a pig and who's not.
Exactly. And I know what kind of girl. It's going to make that noise. Did you make that?
Not how many girls
did you make
that
noise with a Puerto Rican?
No.
You ever had that type of pain?
Oh, man. I mean...
Because usually with me, you're like, all right, let's go. And I'm like, I'm in there. And you're right. Like, no, like put it in.
Let's
I go,
start. Seriously, yeah.
I'm in there. And you go, where are you?
I mean, how many?
How many can you put another one in there? And I go, this is the main one. And you go, oh my God, it hurts so bad. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm used to.
Right. I mean, how many dicks do you want me to go back in my dick catalog?
Jesus Christ.
There's so many. There's a Rolodex of cocks. And they're all so huge. Everybody's so huge and hulking.
You want to watch some big dick videos together when we're done with this?
No.
Ah, babe.
It's so awful.
I thought that would be fun. Jesus Christ.
Oh. Major. Here it is, guys. Major, major dental update. I'm so excited to share this with you guys. So, as you know, your mommy, Christina P., has two front teeth that are bondings, which means I chipped one of them growing up, and so now they're both fake. I have two fake front teeth. They don't take to bleach, so I can't lighten them, and they also don't glow in a black light. I've had these teeth now for like 12 years. It's time to change them out. I don't believe in veneers because I don't like to shave them down. I like to keep my natural teeth. Any hoodles, the point of story is I've started bleaching them, the surrounding teeth, which means that my two front teeth will remain yellow while the surrounding teeth will get whiter and whiter until I get my new teeth made. And Tommy, what happened to you today?
I went to the dentist today and got fitted for my own bleaching trays. I feel like white teeth does so much for you.
So much.
It makes such an impression, and it really is, it's accessible to everybody. It's not cheap, but it's not outrageous. There are treatments that are outrageously priced. I'm not participating in that.
We're not doing that.
But getting trays and getting the stuff to put them on and making your teeth shiny white, beautiful white. It leaves such an impression. It's not that crazy expensive.
No.
I remember getting them whitened for free once as part of a deal I had going with a production company. Yeah. I loved the way it looked.
Oh, it's the best. First of all, it makes you look younger.
Mm-hmm.
You look healthy.
Yes.
You look stunning.
Yes.
So I got my bleaching trays yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then this evening, I used them. I got the 35%, which is like the highest level of bleach you can put in the tray. And I put them in. I only did it for half the time I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
They burned.
They burned bad.
So fucking bad. I was like, dude, I don't know if I can do this. I mean, I could hear it sizzling.
That's good.
I could feel it
work.
I could feel it crackling in my gums. It was mortifying. It was so painful. And then finally the pain kind of diminished. So I took them out, brushed my teeth, and gums on the bottom, white, bleached white.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so it's really working is the exciting part.
The thing is, look, if you are in pain, if if you are seeing things change colors that are not part of the equation, that's part of paying the price.
Extra good whitening.
That's right.
That's extra. Well, here's the thing. I Googled it. Apparently, that's normal. Not normal, but not. It's an undesired consequence. But they've returned. Let's look. Are they white still?
They're... No.
They're back to red. Yeah. Right. Bleedy red is my yes. normal gum color, right?
You're bloody, bloody gingivitis red.
So anyways, it's already lifted the other teeth colors around my two fronts.
Yeah.
My two fronts are yellow, and now the rest are going to be white. So that's that's going to be a nice humiliating month of me walking around looking like a donkey.
Well, you have two yellow teeth?
Two front, the front, no less, yellow teeth. Buttery popcorn yellow, and the rest are going to be white.
That's awesome.
And so embarrassing. But, you know, I have to go through it every 12 years, and then...
Of course.
But like Brant Tobler was in here and he had the veneers done.
Beautiful chompers.
Gorgeous. But the problem too is that the veneers, you can't lift those either, meaning you can't bleach them. Like they're right. Once they're on you and they're that color, they're just that color.
Yeah.
And they're permanent.
You have little baby teeth underneath veneers, little Tic Tacs.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
So scary. I won't do it.
And even though I should for these two fronts,
yeah.
I'd rather just get them bonded every 10 years or
so.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's kind of, it feels more natural to me.
Yeah.
They look, in my opinion, they look more natural.
They look great. Veneers. They look great.
Well, right now this one's all chipped up, but we'll see.
All right.
I am mortified, babe. It's already bad. Like, my two fronts are already yellow.
Right, and everything else is white.
Yeah, it's already, like, and that's just one treatment.
But that's fine. You know what? For how long, when do you get the bondings?
November 19th, I get my bondings.
So you look like a clown for a month.
We have meetings set up with, like, show business people.
That's fine.
You think, really, I could walk into meetings with, like, producers and be like,
Of course you can.
I have yellow popcorn fronts.
Of course you can. You just have a little fucking... You have a couple of yellow teeth. Big deal. It happens. You can tell a fun story when we walk in the room.
I cannot wait for you to try this. When you get your set.
I get them on Thursday.
You're going to fucking cry because this shit hurts so bad, dude.
I can't wait.
I was ready to rip them out.
I can't wait. Let's do it.
You're not going to be able to handle it.
Okay.
My bet is you're going to fucking lose your mind and rip them out. It hurts like shit. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see about that. We'll give you another dental update to let you know how I handled it.
Okay.
Did you even stay for 15?
I did the full 15. Like I said, after about the halfway mark, after about 8 minutes, it kind of dwindled in pain.
Yeah.
But man, those first five, I was like...
Really burning, huh?
I don't know if I... You can actually hear it sizzling. That's the crazy on my gums. I heard it go...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Oh!
It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
You need to wipe down.
It's Top Dog.
Top Dog and Charo just got back from a cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
And my goal was to call them and see if I could talk to them individually, but I lucked out and both answered the phone at the same time.
Oh, my God.
So...
That's a rare treat.
It's a rare treat. Here they are talking the cruise.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I am also on the other line, but I just want to tell you, it comes as a Tony Segura 1.
All right.
I'm sure you want to talk football with someone.
No, I want to know how the cruise was. I want to talk to you guys.
Oh, good.
What's going on, big dog?
Well, can you tell me more than, oh, good, Mom?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'm so excited. I can talk to you. It's beyond my belief.
We should tell you that they cruise a lot. They love cruises.
What would you say every 3 months, every 4 months they cruise?
I would say they cruise at least 4 to 5 times a year, I think. Not necessarily together. That sounds weird. They go on 3 or 4 cruises a year, and then like for some reason my mom ends up going on a few more with like her sister or one of my sisters.
Right.
So, and they've been doing this for like a decade. So they've been on countless cruises. So there's always
They love the convenience, I think.
That's the thing is I'm and we are more of like, let's go somewhere Because I've been on cruises with them. Obviously, they're cruise fanatics. I'm like, yeah, but I would rather, like, because, you know, the whole thing is you're on the cruise ship and then you stop at all these different, you know, ports, right? You get off and then you're there for like 8 hours and wherever, fucking Ocho Rios, Jamaica or Cozumel or St. Thomas. And then you get on your ship and you leave. And I go, no, I want to go to St. Thomas and spend a week there.
Yeah, I always.
That's my whole.
Well, we took one cruise with your folks a few years ago and, it left me feeling disappointed because you get off at this gorgeous location and then they're like, all right, time to go back. And you're like, no, I want to see Turks and Caicos. I want to explore this.
Yeah, it's just not. But anyways, they love it.
Yes.
I tell you, I did. I'll tell you one thing that I didn't do on the cruise.
Yeah.
Is I didn't normally have the big shits that I usually have.
Oh, no. If I'm going to be on the line, we're not.
No, I'm just, it's just an opening comment, okay? Just an opening comment, because usually, you don't know this, Chad, but every time I talk to Tommy.
Okay, I don't want to be in the conversation.
Oh, wait, Mom, please wait.
Please wait, okay. But the cruise was great because I did nothing, okay?
I love it so much.
Already, yeah.
When she is like, I do not want to be part of this conversation.
And that's when I want her to listen even more.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a book. I didn't even open it.
You didn't?
I didn't even open it.
I have to be honest. Out of all the cruises we have done, I think this is the most relaxed I have ever taken.
I just specialized in laziness.
You know, I just really relaxed.
That's not like your dad.
No, he's always pent up.
He's always in his khakis, even when he's relaxed, he's in khakis. Yep.
We never visit the ship.
I mean,
really?
We had a great room. Mm-hmm. Food was good. Gained 4 pounds. I did a lot of walking on the, you know, I did do a lot of exercise walking. But
wait, if you gained weight and you ate, well, why do you think you didn't shit as big as you normally do?
I don't know.
I love his sincerity, you know, when he goes, I don't know.
You know what I love is your Oprah detective work there. Right, I mean, you really listened.
Exactly.
And you deductively reasoned something here. That was a really good move on your part.
And I'm thinking of my audience.
Right.
What does my audience want to hear?
Right.
Do they want to hear how he relaxed and how he didn't read his book and how... No. They want to know about those shits.
You're so good at this, Jeans.
I don't think...
Because he gained weight.
I know. I tell you what it is. I didn't snack between the meals.
Yes, you did.
Oh, no. Did not go up and sneak little burgers and stuff like that. Didn't any of that shit. Basically, ate 3 times a day, okay?
Mom?
And how about the concierge with the appetizers?
Oh, those are just little bitty appetizers. There's no meals there, babe. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Okay? God. Jesus. That's the reason I didn't have the big ones. Okay?
But I have to tell you something. I gained so much weight. I'm not joking, huh? I asked you I couldn't button my pants anymore, and the zipper was half the way down. So I have to wear sweaters to cover it. I said, Tom, have you ever seen me this big before? And he says, yes. I said, be honest. And he says, I'm being honest. I said, when have I ever been this big? He says, when you were pregnant.
Oh, shit. Bad answer.
The best thing is that he's not trying to be funny. That's when he's his funniest.
You're right, when he's sincere.
He's sincere.
He's like, one time.
When you were pregnant. When you were pregnant with Tommy.
Oh, my God.
So you laughed, but I didn't. I said, this is not funny. I'm honestly asking you, have you ever seen me like this? No, when I was pregnant. He says, yes. Well, when? Right after you deliver.
So let me tell you.
Oh, my God. That's more funny.
Mom.
Yes.
Did you notice that Dad shit less than on other cruises?
No.
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 I did.
Not only no.
I did.
But I can tell you how many times. Okay, baby, I have to go to the bathroom. I need to look at and running in the ship trying to see where can he do it without doing it.
I had a couple sevens and eights on the ship, Tommy.
There's no such thing as an eight. That's a new category.
Yeah, I had an eight, but, you know.
Whoa! Wait a minute. Stop the presses.
Yeah, so... We have to modify the Bristol stool chart. The Bristol stool chart has an additional shit that basically he ignored the fact that it doesn't. I said it doesn't exist. He goes, yeah, anyway, so I had an eight.
Wow.
So I think the eight would be, I think it should be called a top dog.
I think, you're right. I think that's brilliant.
And it should be everything inside you all at once.
The wipe down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A monster collection. It's basically your insides come out. Because he was just like, yeah, I don't give a shit what you just said right there. I was like, there is no eight. I had an eight.
Dude, your dad just invented a new level.
A new level.
On the Bristol stool chart.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yep. He really loves
wow.
that thing.
Wow.
Listen to this.
A couple sevens and a six.
Okay.
And but I didn't have any.
I still
really
never ever understand. That's what we can enjoy talking about your chip. I really
didn't really have those big one, twos, and threes. I didn't have them.
Huh. Mom, how did you go on the cruise?
I gained 5 pounds, and I enjoyed it tremendously.
But did you shit a lot?
I actually have kind of little diarrhea.
Sounds like they both did.
Yeah.
What really? Cruise line is this? Thanks.
Why?
I don't know. I think I'm not used to eat salads and many lunches. In order to don't eat so much dessert, I will start with a gigantic salad.
Mm. I was kind of disappointed, Tommy, in myself, because I thought I would have kind of a good story to tell you about one of them, but really never happened.
Wow. So did you guys, was the food good?
The food was great.
The main restaurant, the food was excellent. The dining room and the service were excellent too. We have 2 lounge chairs plus 2 seats.
A lot of really fat people on the cruise.
Okay. Really?
And a lot of black people on the cruise. Really, a whole bunch. Must have been some sort of black event.
What event can that be? What black event? What is he talking about?
You know what I'm saying?
That's so great. Oh, my God.
I didn't notice that.
Just
he keeps telling me every day, have you noticed how many black
there
people
were a
here?
Lot.
And no, I don't
well,
see them.
A lot
I
of times,
the convention.
A lot of yeah. times they have family reunion trips. So well, that's why you find big groups.
There's a whole bunch of them. Okay.
Well, yeah, but why would that not? Why would that mean that it's not a family reunion trip like I just suggested?
Well, it could be. It could be. You know, I mean, there were a lot of, these are all adult blacks. There weren't little ones running around.
I didn't see that.
Okay.
What?
There weren't any little ones running around. Like,
oh.
In other words, didn't look like families.
Oh.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Even though he keeps pointing at me to look for the blacks, because he told me that when I sit at dinner, I was sitting in a place that everybody that walks in the restaurant, we were at the very, very first table. So when you walk in, you see the people who are walking in, and they were passing in front of me. So he started checking for the black ones.
You know, Tommy, there are ugly people in the world, but there is another definition, what I call cruise ship ugly, okay?
Yeah.
What is that?
These are people that are...
I think you're very disrespectful when you talk about human beings.
Okay.
I really don't like it.
Okay. Why? Okay. Why?
One thing to talk
this
about
is
his caca.
Tommy's.
You know what?
Tommy's that I
if
have.
You, if you, but then don't put me in the conversation. I
okay.
don't like
okay.
to talk
okay.
about
I'll,
people
I'll,
like that. I don't
I'll
agree.
Wait,
I don't appreciate
I'll,
it.
I'll wait till mom.
I'm going to hang up so
wait,
you can keep
let me ask you.
The bus.
So just to be clear there. It was, this is a ritual for him. When we talk about like cruises or anywhere really he visits, he talks about ugly people. So that was, you know, that wasn't tied into the black people. This is a
separate new
a separate,
topic.
Yes, was.
Yes, I've heard this before
yes,
on the cruises.
That, you know, he loves talking
yes.
about like wildly obese people and very ugly people.
Yes.
And Charo really does not appreciate.
Right.
Making fun of people.
Yes.
Period.
Right. She's very sympathetic.
Yes.
Very empathetic to people's situations.
We,
and such.
You, me, my dad, we're assholes. We
yes.
like to make fun of people.
We're bad people.
Yes.
Who judge others and
yes.
laugh and mock them for their shortcomings.
And I might point out, make a living doing that.
Right.
But, anyways, Charo doesn't play that game.
No.
So she would rather excuse herself from the conversation. She also has gotten sad and upset when we've made fun of old people and people having trouble walking and, you know, things
mental
of that
mental disabilities.
Nature. Yes, she does not
the
find
public's
any of this.
Yes. Bagging guy who's
yes.
clearly retarded.
Yeah. All of that is not okay for her.
Right.
I want to ask you one other thing, though, Mom. Because
yeah.
one thing I always wonder about on these
yeah.
cruises is there are, every year, there are multiple stories where... a man will kill his wife by throwing her off the cruise ship, because it's one of the great ways you can do it. I mean, now, you know, there's security cameras and everything, but if you can get a woman to fall off, or a man, anybody to fall off, and that cruise ship is cruising at night, there is no turning back if nobody notices, and you definitely...
Not only that, every night after our dinner, he says, let's go outside and walk to play the rosary. So I noticed that he always put me towards the balcony. So I'm walking outside, but I'm the one who's facing the water. And I keep pushing him to get inside. He says, what are you doing? I say, I don't want to be in that side. You go out, I stay in the inside. Every time we turn around, he put me back out, and I have to push him back in. And then he took me in the area. And you tell him if I'm lying. We walk in the area that was black, pitch black. I said, Tom, I don't feel comfortable walking here. I mean, it was instead of praying for all the people, I was praying for God to please don't let my husband kill me here. It was, I still don't understand why he took me there.
We were doing the walking around the ship on the prime.
Yeah, but it gets at the point that when it's pitch black, you say, let's don't do it, turn around.
What happens when it's at nighttime, baby?
No, they have lights all over.
Not in that spot, they didn't.
Well, that spot they didn't, because that's where you wanted to take me.
I like it in the dark.
Did you fear for him on this ship?
In that moment, I fear. In that moment, I did fear.
She worries all the time.
And you worry that dad's going to kill you.
Well, one time he told me he was going for a walk. Tommy, 3 hours later, he's not back. I was petrified. I mean, he came soaked and wet from top to head. And I said, Tom, he says, I just came back because I thought you were going to be worried, but I actually could be walking more.
Jesus.
I said, how can I expect you to walk this long? Yeah. He says, I was completely pumped. ¿Cómo se dice pumped?
Pumped, fired up, yeah. I was doing my, really, power was like 90 degrees power walk.
It was hot as hell, and he was completely pumped.
Mm-hmm.
Fired up, buddy.
That's good.
Burning off those calories.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Top Dog and Charo.
And she feared her life on this cruise.
She feared her life. Not huge shits, but a full, like, array of shits. A lot of salad for her, some diarrhea. A lot of blacks were on this cruise.
Right, a lot of ugly people.
Ugly people were on this cruise. We didn't get into that. But,
right.
Yeah, all that. We love you. Yeah, this was a fun show, guys. Thank you, as always, for joining us.
Yes, mommies. Thank you.
Please visit yourmomshousepodcast.com. Go to our store. Please support us. Get the bike shirt. And we will see you guys all very, very soon.
We love you, Jeans.
Bye.
I have a song for you I'd like to do that. I'd like to go to the bar.
Plug in my iPod and listen to him talk trash on that.
He's talking about your mom's house.
Podcast, stop that. Laughing ain't gonna happen to fix for a piss poor day. This gay discourse of mixed sorts. Get the pitchforks and listen while you bell. Hey, you're in jail, laying with your Puerto Rican cellmate. Or when you tailgate, listen before the game starts. Play cards, listen while you're shoplifting at Kmart. Honest, I mean it, it's not a big secret. I'm often seated in the kitchen listening to Tom and Christina at the end of a rough day. Get a mug to drink, get my nuts shaved. If I'm lucky, get a dental update. Just great, like the devil loves flames, like the devil loves heavy metal women who love snakes. This is just a thing to help your nerves and calm down.
I ain't like me now, bitch.
Welcome to your mom's house. Welcome to your mom's house. Your mom's house. Starring Christina Prochitsky and Tom Segura. And special appearance by Top Dog.
It actually happened in the Orlando airport once.
And Joe Double.
Is there anything worse on the planet than an aspiring white rapper?
Yeah. Your mom's house. Your mom's house. Something for the fiends, fresh.